Hey there, explorers. Welcome to Curious Sparks, the show where we dive into the coolest, most exciting topics that you love, like monster trucks and, yeah, even Barbie dolls. Yep, it's all here. So here's how it works. Each episode is like a mini adventure. We uncover fun stories, discover amazing facts, and honestly, just explore together. And, well, I'm your guide on this wild ride. You can call me Max Velocity. But wait, did you know? Curious Sparks is all about you. That's right. Every time you tune in, you're helping me on this journey of discovery. Isn't it cool to think of yourself as part of this adventure? So, ready to ignite that curiosity and dive in? Let's go. No holding back. All right, explorers, let's get into the nitty-gritty. What makes a monster truck, well, a monster? First up, the engine. These things aren't your everyday car engines, oh no. Monster trucks are powered by massive, supercharged engines that roar like lions. It's kind of like comparing a house cat to a tiger, you know? The power difference is wild, and those tires, whoa, they're enormous. We're talking 66 inches tall and about 43 inches wide. It's like strapping four elephants' feet onto a truck. Yeah, that's how big they are. But here's something really cool. It's not just size that matters. Monster trucks also have these specially designed suspension systems. You see, when they do crazy stunts like flipping in the air or crushing a stack of cars, all that impact has to go somewhere. The suspension sort of absorbs the shock so the driver doesn't bounce around like popcorn in a microwave. Oh, and let's not forget the design magic. If you've heard of Gravedigger or Bigfoot, those are like the superstars of monster trucks. They're not only about raw power but also looking super cool out there. It's like a fashion show, but for trucks. Over the years, their designs have evolved. Big engines, huge tires, awesome customization, it's the whole package, and that's what makes them unforgettable. All right, explorers, let's talk about what makes monster truck shows so totally thrilling. I mean, these events are like giant explosions of power and excitement. It's wild. Take freestyle battles, for example. Imagine a giant monster truck spinning, flipping, and smashing cars like a giant robot in an action movie. Drivers plan these stunts so precisely that it's almost like choreography. Yeah, like dance moves. But, you know, with trucks. Then, you've got the longest jump contests. Oh man, these trucks literally soar through the air like jets. Well, okay, not as high, but still. One truck even jumped over an airplane before. Isn't that bonkers? And of course, there's the classic drag race. Two monster trucks go head-to-head, racing across dirt tracks, crushing cars along the way. The engines practically roar their way to the finish line. It's like a colossal showdown every time. But hey, while all this action looks intense, safety is key. Drivers wear fire-resistant suits. These things are like superhero armor, protecting them in, well, let's hope it never happens, fiery situations. And get this. Trucks are equipped with roll cages and even remote shut-off systems just in case something goes off script. Oh, and the arenas? They're carefully designed too. The ramps, jumps, they're all engineered to pull off these jaw-dropping stunts perfectly. Everything's planned to wow the crowd and keep everyone totally safe at the same time. All right, explorers, let me tell you about something really awesome, the monster truck fan world. And trust me, it's not just big trucks, it's a whole universe out there. First off, fans aren't just spectators, they're like living and breathing monster truck enthusiasts. They create collectible toys, design video games, and hang out in online communities. It's like a giant gathering of people who are totally pumped about this stuff. And you might even spot them trading rare toy versions of their favorite trucks like they're treasure hunters or something. Pretty cool, right? Oh, and speaking of favorite trucks, monster trucks don't just roar loudly. They've got personality. Like, ever heard of Scooby-Doo or El Toro Loco, but as trucks? Yep, those themed trucks are a big deal. They keep the whole thing fresh and fun, kind of like adding different toppings to your pizza. There's always something new to love. And here's the thing that gets me excited. The grassroots rallies. These are like the heart and soul of monster trucks, where local communities come together to celebrate all things huge, loud, and awesome. Kids, just like you, watch these events up close, and you never know, they could grow up to become the next great drivers, engineers, or even designers who dream up the fun, wild themes for future trucks. So, whether it's building the trucks, driving them, or simply being a super fan, monster truck culture has room for everyone. And honestly, isn't it kind of cool to think about how someone watching their first rally could one day be the star of the show? All right, adventurers, that's the end of the road for today's episode, but what a ride, huh? We've learned about the mega engines, the jaw-dropping stunts, and even the fans who keep this whole world spinning. And if there's one thing we've discovered, it's that there's no limit to what curiosity and a little imagination can do. So keep exploring, have fun, and hey, maybe one day you'll blaze your own trail in a monster truck. Until then, I'll catch you next time. Stay curious.